Blog Talk Radio.
Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson this morning. And we're your host, of course, the host with the most. We're in the in-depth study of the law of attraction, and in particular, the law of attraction and your physical well-being, equaling and meaning your health and wellness. And this is going to be an interesting journey. We're going to try to finish it up today. Of course, we're teaching this morning from Money and the Law of Attraction, Learning to Attract Wealth, Health, and Happiness by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And these are the teachings of Abraham. If you are having trouble calling in, we have only five lines available for call-in, and that'll be the case up until Friday. And so we apologize for the inconvenience, but you can still listen to us online at Blog Talk Radio, Circles of Prosperity, and, of course, you can download our podcast. So we apologize for the inconvenience, but everything will be back to normal on Friday for Oracle Friday. Yay! Okay, so we have been talking about, well, let's let Dr. Reggie do the opening prayer. Hey, how are you?
I need to really listen to this lesson this morning.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I need to really listen to it.
So we're going to have Dr. Reggie take us into our morning prayer. And listen, if anyone you know is having a physical challenge, please encourage them to listen to these next few lessons. And we started this last week, but send the podcast to them, and maybe it will be uplifting to their soul and help them to shift into the energy of healing. So, Dr. Reggie, can you take us into a morning prayer?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, divine energy of life itself, we thank you for being the undifferentiated source of all life and all things under which all things stand. No matter where we go, there we are, and you are there with us, guiding us, shielding and protecting us, and giving us life, and giving us life more abundantly. Let us grow into the power that we're supposed to have and not whittle down to any circumstances or situations. We are empowered with a light and a frequency that is very, very powerful, that is all powerful, that's in the universe. We thank you for being in us, regulating every aspect of our being, keeping us healthy and whole in the power of the Christ mind. I believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. Okay, so yesterday, Abraham was really just telling us that, making us aware of the connection that we have with our inner being, and really help us to understand that that inner being is Source, which we would also call God, okay? And it is the energy that creates world. Here on Circles of Prosperity, we say that this is the divine essence, your divine essence that is within you. So Abraham was making it clear that we are connected to that. And in that connection, there is always the current of well-being, which means that your perfect health, there's a current, a frequency of perfect health that is within you all the time. Your job is to align with that vibration. And the way you align with that vibration is through your thoughts and your word and your feeling nature. And so Abraham says, your thoughts need to be good thoughts. What you speak needs to be good. And what you feel needs to be joyous to be in that alignment. And he clearly says to us that our feelings will indicate whether or not we are in alignment with that divine energy or if we are misaligned. Because he says, if you are wanting and believing, then you are in alignment. You cannot desire good health but doubt that it will come. You just need to want good health and believe that you can have good health. And that's challenging, is it not? Why? Because the physical well-being, you know, your physical well-being may be telling you you're not healthy. And the way you feel right now, you can't even begin to understand what it will be like to be healthy. If your body is aching and you have a toothache or you have a headache or you're having other symptoms of discomfort, it's very difficult for you to make that alignment, but you have to work at it. You have to work at aligning with believing that wellness is on the other side. Some time ago, I sent you guys a link to this hospital in China that does not do surgery. And they had a woman who had cancer of, I think, her bladder. And these men, you know, doctors, stood around her. They had an ultrasound of the tumor in her bladder. And there were two or three men that stood around her that began to chant. And the chanting itself was to move them into the belief and the feeling of wholeness, perfection. And as they chanted and had that feeling of wholeness, feeling of perfection, you could see on this ultrasound the tumor shrinking and totally disappear. So listen to that. First of all, I love the fact that they were chanting because that sets up a frequency, a vibration, which Abraham talks about all the time. But more importantly, they moved into the feeling of perfection. And you see, when our doctors in Western medicine look at an x-ray, they're looking for the problem. And I'm not saying that that's a negative thing, but all the focus is on problem, 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 problem. And here at this hospital in China, the focus is on perfection, 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 perfection. And what does that feel like? Perfection. So they're only seeing that bladder in total perfection. So that's a little trick. I mean, I would encourage you to watch that video. Maybe you can search for it on YouTube. I definitely know it's part of Greg Braden's work, so you can search on it there. But it totally demonstrates how miraculous healing can occur, how quickly it can occur, when that feeling nature is captured. And the woman who was going through this, she believed that her healing was going to take place. Now let's go back and look at how Jesus healed. He said to the person, do you believe that you can be healed? Do you believe that you can be healed? Yes. Then be it done unto you according to your what? To your faith. So your belief is important. And what do we know about belief? How Abraham defines belief. Belief is just a thought that you think over and over again. Belief is just a thought. but you're thinking it over and over again. So what does that tell you? If you're looking for a healing, you need to begin by what am I thinking over and over again? Am I thinking that this will never go away? Am I afraid, thinking about all of the things that could happen if I don't get control over this disease? Am I thinking about my limited time on earth? Is that going to improve your health and well-being based on the principles that we're teaching you? No, it does not serve your highest good, does it? So let's go, we're going to dig a little bit deeper this morning. And Jerry, of course, he loves to go into this process where he will begin to ask questions. So I'm just going to pick a few because he touches on some of everything. The first one that he talks about is, what is the role of thought in terms of traumatic injuries? Are traumatic injuries created in the same way that diseases are created? And can they be resolved through thought? Are they a breakage of something that happened in a momentary incident as opposed to a long series of thoughts leading up to it? And Abraham says, whether the trauma to your body seems to come suddenly as a result of an accident, or whether it came from a disease such as cancer, you have created the situation through your thoughts. He does not let you get away with taking responsibility for what is occurring in your life, in every area of your life, including your health. And he says, and the healing will come through your thought as well. Why? Because we're creating our experience all the time. So chronic thoughts of ease promote wellness, while chronic stressful or resentful or hateful or fearful thoughts promote disease. But whether the result shows up suddenly, as in falling and breaking your bones, or more slowly, as in cancer, whatever you are living always matches the balance of your thoughts. So once you have experienced the diminishment of well-being, whether it has come as broken bones or internal diseases, it is not likely that you will suddenly find good-feeling thoughts that match those of your inner being. In other words, if before your accident or disease you were not choosing thoughts that aligned with well-being, it is not likely that now that you are faced with discomfort or pain or a frightening diagnosis that you will now suddenly find that alignment. It is much easier to achieve great health from moderate health than to achieve great health from poor health. However, you can get to wherever you want to be from wherever you are if you are able to distract your attention from the unwanted aspects of your life and focus upon the aspects that are more pleasing. It really is just a matter of focus. So I am encouraging you, if you are in a fearful state about your health, to find something that brings you joy to distract you from focusing on your health. You want to shift the vibration. A lot of people that have health challenges go into depression. But we have to work with them to find their joy. You have family members. You know, I was a caregiver for my father, and I had to find things to make him joyful, to help him to move into his joy so he didn't focus so much on his condition. And where the doctors really had said that there was no, you know, he went into a coma, and we're going to talk about that too. He went into a coma, and they really didn't know what was going to happen. I held in faith that he would come out of that coma. And along with Dr. Reggie, we both said he'll be out of this coma and he'll be fine. And he did. He came out fine. And we talked to him and communicated with him during that time. And when he came out of that coma, he was laughing and talking as if nothing had happened. So, you know, you have a responsibility to people that are around you that are not feeling well and that you're caring for them to help them shift in their vibration. It's a wonderful, loving thing to do, to move them into their joy, to find an activity that can take their mind off of their condition and move them into their joy. I always used to say to people who would come around my father, I am his warrior. I am guarding all of his gates. I guarded what he would hear. There was a certain way that I allowed you to speak to my father. I guarded what you would say. There were only certain things that you could say. I guarded all of his gates of entry into consciousness, into mind, what he could see, what he could hear, because that impacted his vibration. At the time that I was doing it, I didn't realize how powerful that was. And I'm just grateful that my husband was so supportive of me during that time. So he's saying, look, I know that it's not easy, but this is how you move towards it. I know it's not easy, but this is how you move towards it. Sometimes a frightening diagnosis or a traumatic injury is a powerful catalyst in getting you to focus your attention more deliberately on things that do feel good. In fact, some of our best students of deliberate creation are those who have been given a frightening diagnosis where doctors have told them that there is nothing more that we can do for you. And now, since they have no other options, they deliberately begin to focus their thoughts. It is interesting that so many people will not do what really works until other options have been exhausted. But we do understand that you have acclimated to your action-oriented world, and so action does seem to most of you to be the best option. And we are not guiding you away from action, but instead we're encouraging that you find better feeling thoughts first. And then follow with the action that you feel inspired to do. You are spirit first. You are energy first. Spirit means energy. You are energy first. You are a vibrational being first. You have a frequency first. And, you know, there's a new technology that's out here. And I'm going to see if I can get this guy to come on. He's just magnificent. You will love his energy. And it is a machine that shifts the frequency of your organs. Let's say something's going on in your body. This machine can go, it knows the frequency of perfect health for, let's say, your kidneys or your heart. And it sends that frequency of perfection to that organ. That's the future of healing. But you can do this in mind, because this physical body that you are in, you have complete control over it through the mind. The mind is the chip. The computer chip. It has all the software for you to be in control of every mechanism within your body. But we have such a disconnect between the mind and the body and the spirit. But the mind is the one that controls it all. Mind equals consciousness. Consciousness equals thought. So you know how you have a computer and you have a keyboard, and the keyboard you can type things in. If you're a programmer, you know that you're just typing in numbers and codes and words and phrases and clauses that send instructions to the computer in terms of what to do. Your thoughts are like the keyboard that sends information to the body. And listen, every cell in your body is listening. It has intelligence and it obeys you based on your thoughts and your feelings. That's the mechanism of this body. Thoughts and feelings, thoughts and feelings, thoughts and feelings. Begin with the thought first. Okay, here's another quickie. Jerry says, well, can a congenital illness, something a person came into physical form with at birth, can it be resolved by thought? How many of you know the answer to that? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. You should know that by now. What's the answer, Dr. Reggie? Can it be done by thought? If you have a congenital illness, something that you supposedly inherited, when it comes, how can it be handled? Can it be resolved by thought?
Yes. Yeah, with mine.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's all mine.
Abraham says yes. From wherever you stand, you can get wherever you want to be. From wherever you stand, you can get to wherever you want to be. So if you could understand that your now is only the jumping off place for that which is to come, you could move quickly, even from dramatic unwanted things to things that please you. So if this life experience contains the data that causes you to give birth to a desire, then the wherewithal to accomplish it is available to you. But you must focus upon where you want to be, not where you are. Or you cannot move forward with your desire. You can't move towards your desire. However, you cannot create outside of your own belief. And here we go again. My cousin tells me, she says, you know, Cynthia, arthritis runs in our family. You remember how grandmother, you know, her knees and how everything hurt? It runs in the family. And that thought has been planted in me, not only by her, but in the family. And then I have all this evidence to support arthritis being a family condition because there's families that have arthritis, I mean severe arthritis. So do I focus on that belief? Is that my belief system? Or do I claim a new belief for me? I claim a new belief for me. And it is challenging when you have aches and pains. But Dr. Reggie will tell you, I will move through it. And now I'm believing in my complete wholeness. That's because I know it begins in mind. I have to believe it. You cannot pretend to believe. You can't pretend. You can't. I love it how they say, fake it till you make it, you know. But bottom line is you got to get to the make it part. You can't just, for that change to have to occur, you must totally, 100% believe. Jerry says that in his earlier years, there were major diseases. He had tuberculosis and polio. He's not saying that he had it, but that we would hear that there was tuberculosis and polio, but we don't hear about those diseases that much anymore. But we're not short of diseases because now we have heart disease and cancer, which we almost never heard of back then. So in those days, syphilis and gonorrhea were constantly in the news, but we don't hear much of those. but now there's AIDS and herpes. So why do there always seem to be more diseases cropping up as cures are being discovered? Why don't we finally just run out of diseases to cure? I thought that was a pretty good question. Abraham says, because of your attention to lack. You know, think about this. The largest part of our federal budget is health care. It's so large that they're saying it will bankrupt the country. Health care. The number one industry in this country, health care. So the question I'm asking, why are so many people sick? And Abraham's answer obviously is going to be, it's because, and he says it here, because of your attention to lack. Feelings of powerlessness and vulnerability all produce more to feel powerless and vulnerable about. You cannot focus upon the conquering of disease without giving your attention to disease. But it is also very important to understand that looking for cures for diseases, even when you find them, is a short-sighted and, in the long run, ineffective process. Why? Because you have pointed out, as you have pointed out, new diseases are continually being created. So when you begin to look for and understand the vibrational causes of the diseases, rather than looking for, quote, cures, then you will come to the end of the pile of diseases. When you are able to deliberately accomplish the emotion of ease and its accompanying vibrational alignment, it is possible to live disease-free. I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy. Nothing else exists for me. I don't catch colds. And the reason I don't catch colds is because, just like I said, I don't catch colds. It's rare that I catch a cold. Now, it's not unusual for me to get a sinus infection, and I need to say that now. I don't get sinus infection. And the minute that I feel like I'm getting a cold, I tell my body, no, we don't get cold. And I can feel my body shift to say, oh, virus, get out of here. You don't belong here. So I will get a tickle in my throat, or maybe that my little nose will itch or whatever. No, 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 no. That is the state of being that we have to be for everything. For everything, and it begins in mind. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. I hope this has been a blessing for you. Please share it with someone. Please share this message with someone. I think that it's a blessing.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the beautiful message and all the messages out. We believe in divine healing and divine health as the soul came into the world, divinely made and created in perfection. Let us always realize this energy of perfection in us and activate everything on the level of perfection as it should be. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful day.